Alfalfa has enjoyed tremendous growth with the persistent rains this summer. Winfield United alfalfa and forage specialist Jeff Jackson says there are dairy operations doing green chop or haylage that are already on their third cutting.
When we get into these guys maybe trying to do dry hay, and we're still struggling to get, maybe even in some cases, they want to get their first cutting off, and we get these rain events, and maybe second crop's a little struggle. The good thing, I think, is that the tonnage is going to be good, but then we start questioning quality and what that's doing, and if we're having trouble managing insects or even maybe some weed issues because of the rain and being able to get in the field or not make ruts. I feel like it's been a really good year for a lot of guys in the respect of tonnage and moisture, but then we struggle with some of the other management pieces that come along with it.
At the Answer Plot Innovation Farm Tour in the Washburn-Wilton, North Dakota area, Jackson said there are also forage opportunities with lesser-known crops in this region.
We have the ability to do warm season crop with sorghums. Then we can roll right into a cool season crop that we can put triticale down, get that started in the fall like we do our winter barley and winter wheat. Maybe have an opportunity to graze in the fall, let it overwinter, graze it in the spring. Maybe you graze it and take hay. Maybe you graze it and chop silage. Maybe you even combine some grain. A lot of opportunities to have a crop on that acre and not have to sit and look at bare dirt and watch wind blow.
This is the third year of crop research at the Answer Plot Innovation Farm in central North Dakota. The focus is on diverse crops, including wheat, sunflowers, canola, alfalfa, and field peas. I'm Don Wick, reporting on the Red River Farm Network.